How did 602 feel?
They all feel good, but you know, it was get a power play goal at the end of the second is it was a big goal for the power play. We have been we've gotten some chances lately, but I haven't been able to get one, and to get one there and be able to go into a third, two up in a big game, it felt good as a group. And in the third, we did what we had to do. They had a good push, and we were able to hold them off.
Soderberg in particular had a good game.
He's played well for us the whole year, and he's, especially the last couple months, he plays a lot of different minutes. He plays PK, he plays power play, plays against other teams, top centers and stuff a lot, and he's doing a great job for us. And he plays hard too. He's a big guy that he's good defensively to go with the offensive skill.
One main reason why Colorado's been so successful against the Jets three times now?
There's no one reason that I can come up with. Every time we play them, we have a lot of respect for them. It's a good divisional battle, and I think they've been pretty close games. Tonight was another one. Then kind of had a little bit of a tighter, important, kind of playoff style game with the implications in the standings. And there's still lots of time left, but these 4-point games are really big, and also for teams and trying to get some momentum for ourselves, trying to get it going. It feels good, but I couldn't tell you. It's not like we go into it thinking we just, each game is on its own, and they've been close.
I guess it helped having Scheifele and Stafford and Lowry on the press box.
Well, I mean, we're from our point of view, teams go through that, and we're missing EJ, one of our top defensemen. It's part of the game, and to be honest, you don't really look at the other team's lineup and say, they're missing. We have our own issues, and our young guys have stepped in and played well, and you're just trying to win each game. And I understand what from their point of view they're looking at. From ours, we're just happy to get the win and keep going.
You guys get the feeling early on that Varlamov wasn't going to be letting in very many goals tonight?
Yeah, he made some great saves in the first. They came out, being at home, and they're good in the first period at home when we play them anyway, and they had a good push tonight, and Varley was great. I thought that in that first 10 minutes, if it goes a different way, it could be a whole different feeling in the game, and we were able to, kind of hang in there and push back there at the end of the first. But Varley was a big part of that. They had some great chances, and one save, it looked like, I don't know how he saw it. He got that glove up, and last minute was a great shot going top corner. But he was on.
Three games against the division this week. Is this a chance to really firmly establish yourselves in the thick of the race?
It is. And the division games are so important, and especially with the rules of the, it's not the top eight that make it in a conference, so that changes things even more. But there's still 30 some games left, so it's not for just about this week or whatever. But we need to get, you got to probably win 2 out of 3 type of thing, or pretty close to that. Then division games, when you can win the 4-point ones, they sure help a lot.
Thanks. Thank you.